The thing that shocked me, though, is the fact that the Raiders are the least valuable organization in the NFL. That shocks me.
But that doesn't surprise me too much, honestly, because the state of their stadium is in such disrepair. I mean, you talked about it a couple of months ago. That's the same stadium that the Athletics play at, and they're the only football team that has to share their facility with the baseball club. Yeah. Now that the Miami Marlins have their own ballpark, and remember, that's the same stadium where there was raw sewage coming up from the showers. So I wouldn't think that it's a very valuable franchise that plays.
Can't
there.
You threaten your way into a new stadium somewhere?
They tried that. I mean, Al Davis threatened two different cities to get two stadiums, built essentially, and you can only threaten so much. And the part of the problem is that there's no stadium ready for anyone in Los Angeles right now. And there's the other politics of building one in L.A. Or as who was it that said two teams will be there?
What if you move to San Jose?
Well, again, I don't know the
because there was a conversation about San Francisco doing that. Maybe
it makes sense. I mean, for baseball, it makes sense for the Athletics to move to San Jose. I don't know what the situation is as far as territorial rights are in the NFL. If that's something that the Niners can block, but that maybe that would make sense too.
Speaking of baseball, tragic story the other night about a Braves fan who died. I don't know if you guys heard about this. I know Phil did, but Ronald Lee Homer Jr., lifelong Braves fan, appears to have been an accident. Police still investigating. Now the story I heard is, this is the story that we're reading here. Guy says he went up there to smoke a cigarette. This is his father said that. He's 6'6", 6'7". Those railings where he was are not tall enough. They're not tall enough for being that high up and that dangerous. Uh-oh. What's that smell? Lawsuit? This is not going to be the end of this, said Homer Sr., who added that he and his wife Connie have considered talking with the lawyer about the incident, meaning they've already talked to the lawyer about the incident. They need to fix that. That's a flaw in engineering, he says. I don't care if we don't get a nickel. No one should go through what his mother and I are going through right now. And Bill Vickery's like, did they stop the game? I'm like, no, he fell into a parking lot. I mean, so it was a really nasty, especially nasty thing. It's not the first time that guys have fallen out of the stands and died, though, unfortunately. It's a really sad, weird deal, but it just goes to show you, smoking is a dangerous habit.
Don't do it.
No, it's a bad idea. In
Never
so many
start.
Ways. Nope. But, yeah, that is amazing to me. And, I mean, we've talked to people before on the show about those who sit in those bleachers, those sort of impromptu bleachers at the top of Razorback Stadium on a windy day.
Yeah.
There is no way in Hades I would sit up there. You must be crazy.
I sat up on a roof at Driller Stadium in Tulsa when my phone line died in the middle of a broadcast, and I went up there and broadcast three innings from the roof at Driller Stadium through a cell phone. And when I got up there, I thought to myself, you know, Tulsa's kind of a windy town. I thought, how stupid am I to try this? But I did it for three innings, and I lived to tell about it.
If you were doing it on a cell phone, why wouldn't you just do it from your booth?
Because I felt like being stupid, I think, and being adventurous.
How was it?
It was fun.
Is
I mean, you know,
you hoped it would be?
Get up to a roof and call a game. I did, you know, go up to Raywinder Field's roof back in the day when there were holes in the roof.
Yeah.
You talk about adventurous.
With all due respect, being a parent is adventurous enough. Children will cost you roughly $250,000 before they turn age 18. If you send them to college, you could spend twice that much, according to a new report by the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Wow.
They can also tell you how much it costs to raise a cow from birth. Offspring also far more costly, even on an inflation-based basis, than they used to be, according to the agency. 1960, children in the baby boom generation cost their parents 23% less to raise than kids do today, amounting to a total of $195,000 in inflation-adjusted dollars versus today's average of $241,080.
Wow.
So the bottom line is kids are becoming more and more expensive to raise.
Well, stuff is more and more expensive.
But they said even accounting for inflation, it's still increasing at a very high rate.
Well, there's more stuff to be had.
That is true. My kids are learning to have to deal with
more activities too. I mean, there's activities that you got to take kids to, and that none of that is really free.
Here's an interesting thing. In 1960, 24% of the cost of a child was food. Today, it's gone down substantially by a third to 16%.
Really?
Yeah. So apparently the food part is becoming less and less. Although we have an obesity issue in this nation. I don't get that part. 31% for housing in 1960, 30% for housing now. So that hasn't changed much. Clothing, 11% in 1960, only 6% now. Apparently these are kids that don't live in my house. Transportation was at 16% in 1960. Transportation today is 14%, so that's actually gone down slightly. The big jump has been in child care and education. Child care and education was 2% of raising a kid in 1960. It is 18% now.
You know, and part of that is because you have two working parents most of the time. And in 1960, I will bet you that there were a lot more households where there was only one working parent and another stayed home.
So there wasn't daycare. And
that's a smart observation from a guy who did three innings from a roof in Tulsa.
Well, you know, I'm stupid and smart at the same time.
That's amazing. What an interesting guy you are.
That's why you like to have me on the air. Say dumb things and smart things throughout a three-hour show.
Some Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. In case you're interested in such things, Gator in Little Rock, yeah, now Vandy has thugs that play for them. Sheesh. Yeah, they actually ran off their troublemakers, and so it is amazing. That whole story we've never really talked about on the air, but it was basically four kids kicked off the team and arrested for raping a girl who had passed out, which, again, for a kid at any school is extremely stupid, but to think about four Vanderbilt students doing that seems beyond belief, which maybe I'm giving too much credit to Vanderbilt from an academic standpoint, but I think most people see where I'm going there. Susan in The Rock, I'm puzzled by a line from your music. It's not about the salary. It's all about reality. What does it's all about reality mean? What is the it he is referring to? And what does he mean by reality? She wants to delve into the open of our show. I don't know. There's also 200% in that song, too, so you have to figure that out for yourself.
Well, we could always go back to Sabotage.
I would have to listen to it again.
It's, 20% luck, 5% skill,
15%. I'm terrible at math.
Concentrated power of will.
We only hear it three times a show.
I know. I'm going to listen to it for years.
You only got another 9 minutes and you'll be able to
hear
it again.
It's 100% reason to remember the name. I know that. That's all I care about. 100% reason to remember The Zone. That's all you need to worry about.
He really just wants to see his name up in lights.
That's right.
Who doesn't?
True.
Can't think of anyone. Chris P. Bacon in Dallas. Frisco 2000 census, 33,714 people. 2010 census, 116,989. We'll max out around 300,000. Boy, Frisco's the place to be.
Yeah. I mean, I told you, it's exploding in first off, population. And then, you know, the population explodes, and then more things end up going up that way.
Bear Fan and Conway, good morning, Justin. Two more weeks till kickoff. Thanks for playing those UCA clips. Would you play one more for my birthday today? Are they online where I could download them? Thank you, Go Bears. No, they are not, but I will going into the top of the hour break, and I do want to thank Malcolm for his continued support, and I do want to wish him a happy birthday. Sandy says, letting the All-Star game decide who gets home field in the World Series is the best thing going in pro sports with regards to All-Star games. It promotes an AL-NL rivalry. It creates an incentive for the athletes to actually try to win the game, which doesn't exist in other All-Star games, and therefore makes the game interesting and enjoyable, which other All-Star games are not. It is creative and adds an interesting twist that spices things up. Yeah, the only problem is how it is determined. It's not done by any sort of, you know, team achievement. It's done by individuals and how they're picked, and I have an issue with it all across the board. There's so many different problems.
Look, it's just an arbitrary way to pick something that's way too important. The World Series is the crown jewel of the sport of baseball. I'll put it in the way Vin Scully said it. Do you realize that you're taking something that's an exhibition?
Vin Scully put it like Vin Scully put it.
Do you better. Think the All-Star game should determine home field advantage for the World Series? 77% of you said yes. Do you realize what you voted for? Do you realize you are taking an exhibition game and determining the home field advantage for the crown jewel of all of baseball, the World Series? Listen, you want to call in and cancel your vote? No. All right, be stubborn.
There's not the look. Nobody in the last place or a team that's not even contending gives a rat's behind about where the home field advantage of the World Series is being played.
The only thing dumber is the fact that the wild card teams now play a one-game playoff after playing 162 games in the regular season. So dumb. So dumb. Very annoying. All right.
Here's the incentive to go play the All-Star game the way baseball should be played. Don't embarrass yourself in front of a national television audience.
Hasn't stopped NFL players.
Prove yourself to be an all-star by competing.
By now, you probably know that Rideout Lumber Company is the place in Arkansas to get the best price on all types of building materials to build your home. And they have been now for 40 years. But what you